Kerevus a good vach, whether you are listening to this in Eretz Yisrael or listening to this in Chutz La'aretz, good vach. I hope it was a wonderful yontif. Today we have the tremendous chutz of finishing the first parak of the Masechta, of Masechta Sota. We are here on the last line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, talking about the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we'll transition to the second parak, which talks primarily about the Korban Mincha of the Sota. So here we're on the bottom, Vayikbor Oso Bagai. So two lines up here. Vayikbor Oso Bagai, the Kosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe in the valley. Beres Moav Mol Beis Baor, across from Beis Baor. Amar Rachia Simen B'toch Simen. Even Simen B'toch Simen, Afilo Hachi V'lo Yada Ishes Kfur Oso. That the Kosh Baruch Hu gave sign after sign after sign, already buried in the valley, in Eretz Moav, across from Beis Baor. Right, all these signs where Moshe was buried, but still, the Pasuk tells us, testifies that no one knew where Moshe was buried. Kfar Sholcha, Malchus, Arisha, Eitzel, Gistra, Shalbeis, Baor, and sure enough, the Rishayim, maybe Hainohach, I don't know, but the Rishayim already sent, they're talking about the Romans, right, already sent messengers to that area, right, to try and figure out where it is, right, the Hareyu, Heichan, Moshe, cover, find us Moshe, show us Moshe's burial plot, and they agreed, and they said, okay, you know, let's go find it. But ironically enough, right, Amdu Lamala Nidma Lahem Lamata, Lamata Nidma Hem Lamala, right? And it was, Kosh Baruch Hu really confused them, meaning that if they were standing on top, it looked like that the place he was buried was down below in the valley. And if you looked, they went down to the valley, it looked like, well, it's above us, we have to go back up. But again, and then Nechakulish, they kitos, and they did the smart thing, they split into two groups, and sure enough, Osan Shamdu Lamala. And sure enough, that didn't help. Right? And again, they saw that, you know, wherever they were, they looked like it was far from them. The Kosh Baruch Hu hid Moshe's grave, and no one knows where it is. Rami Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Amar, Af Moshe Rabbeinu Ani Yodei Heichan Kavur. Even Moshe himself, ironically enough, does not know where he was. Where he was buried, again, in the sense that a neshama can know where the body is buried. There are chazals that say that the neshama goes back to the body and visits, right, the first year. So again, however you want to explain, Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't even know. Ksiv Hacha, because it says over here, V'lo Yoda, Ishas Kfur Aso, no one knows where he was buried. Ksiv Hasam, Zos HaBrach Asher Berach Moshe Ish HaElokim, and just as, again, Asher Berach Moshe, even Moshe, right? Even Isha Elokim, right? Moshe was called Ish, V'lo Yada Ish is Kfur Aso, right? And Moshe's Isha Elokim, even Moshe, the Isha Elokim, didn't even know. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Ben Pnima, Nikbar Moshe, Ezel Be'al Beis Baor, Kedei Lechaper Al Ma'aseh Baor. Why was Moshe buried there? In order to be Mechaper, to atone for the Averos that Bnei Yisrael did, right, with Baal Peor, right, with the Benos Moav, etc. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'ay Dechli, what does it mean the Pasuk says, Zachariah Hashem Alokecham Te'leichu, again, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, walk after Kosh Baruch Hu? Can you do that? If I look for an emark, Hashem is a consuming fire. It's rather, right? To go after the midos of a Kosh Baruch Hu. Now, we're more familiar, I think if I'm not mistaken, right, with the Gemara in Brachos. No, Mahurachum, Avatarachum. Gemara is, I forget exactly where the Gemara is. Just like here, or maybe it's the end of the Shabbos, I take it back. Okay, I don't remember, but Mahurachum, Avatarachum, etc., meaning to emulate a Kosh Baruch Hu and his characteristics. This is a little bit different. So he says like this, the Gemara says like this, Mahu Malbish Arumim Dichtiv, just like a Kosh Baruch Hu gives clothing to people who don't have, because the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam Ulishto Kasnos Or Vayalbishem. Kosh Baruch Hu made clothing for other Menchava. So Avatah Halbish Arumim. So you too, go ahead, give tzedakah, make sure the poor people have clothing. Kosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim, Kosh Baruch Hu did Biker Cholim, Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, Vayira Elav Hashem Elenim Amrei, beginning of Parshas Vayira, right, came to visit Avram right after the Bris. So Afata Baker Cholim, you should do that as well. Kosh Baruch Hu Nicham Avelim, Kosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avelim, Dichtiv, Vayhi Achrayimos Avram, Vayvarech Elohim as Yitzchak Beno, that Kosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yitzchak and blessed him after Avram passed away. And then Rashi over there quotes, if I'm not mistaken, is it Rashi? Maybe not. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But anyway, this Gemara, right, says that Kosh Baruch Hu was doing Nichum Avelim with Yitzchak. So Afatat Nachem Avelim. So too, you should be Menachem Avel. Kosh Baruch Hu covered Mesim, and obviously this is the connection to what we're talking about. Kosh Baruch Hu buried those people who passed away. Like it says that Moshe Hashem buried Moshe. So Afatat Kover Mesim, and so you should do that as well. Just going back, what's kasnos or? What does it mean when Pazuk says that Hashem made clothing for other mechava? So machloka is pretty well known. Rav Shmuel that says chadam or davar haba mina or the chadam or davar sha or nena mimenu. Right, one of them says that either it was something that came from skin, meaning that it was made from wool, meaning that wool, right? That's what Rashi says shel tzemerhu, or that haor nena mimenu, that the skin benefits from, and Rashi says there shel pishdon, meaning that linen, right? They're comfortable, very soft, right? That they're okay, fine either way. Darash Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Simlai says Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim V'Sofa Gemilas Chasadim. The beginning of the Torah is Chesed, and the end of the Torah is Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibana. Right, again, the world is based on Chesed. Right, one of the pillars. Okay, fine. Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim D'Chtiya Vayas Hashem Elokim La'Adam Elishto Kasnos Or Vayi B'Shem. Right, again, the Chesed at the beginning, Hashem did Chesed with Adam and Chava, and made them clothing. Right, obviously after the Chet. Right, V'Sofa. V'sofa, and the end of the Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, is also Gemilas Chasadim, D'chtiva, Gisboros, or Magai, and then Kosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe in the valley. Torah Shavi Simlai, Rabbi Simlai taught us, Mipnei Ma, Nisa'ad Moshe Labeinu, the Karnas of Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe really want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? V'chilechom, Imperia, Hutzorech, Olisbo, Mituva, Hutzorech, what he needed to eat the fruit, what he needed to get Parnasa, he needed to enjoy the the grains and whatever, all the stuff that came out of Eretz Yisrael. No, of course not. It's Ella rather, Kach Amar Moshe. Moshe said, Harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael v'in miskayim in Eretz Yisrael. Right, there are a lot of mitzvos, right, that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Right, again, it's we know the famous dictum, the 613 mitzvos, right, it comes from Gemara and a couple of places, but a lot of them are not shaykh to us, right? Again, and now certainly nowadays, not the base on Mikdash, right? There are very few that are shaykh to us, to be totally honest. Right? Obviously, the Isurim are more and probably more famous than the mitzvos, but there are very few mitzvos d'oraisa that we have comparatively. So Moshe Rabbeinu already wanted to do some of these mitzvos. Akaneis ani la'aretz kesh'i kaimen ishi kaimu kulam al yodi. Right, I want to do all these mitzvos. So I'm like, Kosh Baruch Hu, Kulum at the Mavake Shalal Kabir Schar. Is that what you want? You want reward? You want Schar? My Lini Alech Kila Sisam. Right, I'll fine, Beseder, no problem. I'll check those boxes for you. Right, you want the Schar for doing those mitzvos? No problem. I'll give it to you. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, right, Lachain Achalig Lo Barabim, Ves Atsumim Yichalik Shalal, Tachas Asher Hero Lamavis Nafsho, Ves Poshim Nimne, Vahu Chata Chait Rabim, Nasa uvelaposhim yafgia. Right, lachena chaliklo barabim. What does that mean? Yachol gachronim velokarishon. You might have thought that Moshe would have gotten a schus like the later generations, not the first generations. Meaning, obviously, right, he is constantly with his hadoros. Tamalom with it. For the pasuk says, "Vesatzumim michalik shalal." Then no, he will get with everybody. Kav mitzvah kim Yaakov. That's how Moshe is going to get his schutz. Shem atzum betorah uvemitzvos, who are the greatest, right, in Torah and mitzvos. Tachas sheher alamavas nafsho. So Moshe Atma Lamisa, right? Then, as opposed to in reward for kind of pouring out his soul to Kosh Baruch Hu to save Am Yisrael after Chet Egel, right? Moshe, right, gave himself over for Misa, right? He would have sacrificed himself to save Bnei Yisrael, right? Because the Pasuk says, "V'imayin Micheni Na," right? If you don't forgive Am Yisrael, erase me from this book. Okay, there's a poshim nimna, and it was counted for the sinners. Shanimna in the same midbar, Moshe was counted with those who died in the desert, even though they didn't have the same sin. Fu chata or chait rabin nasa. Already he carried the sins of the masses. Shekiper al ma'isa eagle is mechaper for the eagle. For the poshim yafgia, right? He davened for the wicked, for the rishayim, for the sinners. Shabikesh rachamim al poshim yisrael sheyachsu b'tshuva. He davened that they should do tshuva, not only Hashem should forgive them, but that they should do tshuva. Right? There was a shmuz by one of the gedolim that, you know, we shouldn't daven for the Rishayim to necessarily pass away. We should daven for them to tshuva. Okay, fine. There's a kasha because we say that in Shmon Esrei. Right, we say Vilam Hashem Al Titikva B'Chol Yisrael Kareg Toved. Right, okay, fine. Beseder. This is a question of Rishah, right? Rishah Kareg Toved, not the Rishayim. Okay, Beseder. That's, I'm kind of darshaning here in the middle of a daf Yom Yishir. Okay, Ve'im Pegia El Tvila, and Pegia is reference for Tvila. Gave Moshe all the schar, and then we lists off all of Moshe's or many of Moshe's accomplishments. Right, that pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay, Hadron Alach Hamakani the Ishto, and we start the second parak. And the second parak gets back to, right, if you remember, we started talking about the whole sota process, right, on Zion, I think it was. Right, that we talked about, that we bring where the Kohen rips her clothing and she wears black and takes off her jewelry and stuff like that. And they kind of walk her around so she'd be tired, etc. That's across from Shar Nicanor, v'chule. So the first Tosos on the Perek, interestingly enough, points out that the Mishnais are out of order. And he said again that we're going to talk about the Mincha right now, and this was actually offered at the end. Right, and he says Tosos finishes off Lo Yadanu Lamashina Hatana Seder. He has no idea why the Mishnais are out of order. V'im Seder Hatana Dafka or Seder Aparsha, right? Which one is correct? Whether it was actually the order that's in the Psukim is correct, or the order that's in the Mishnais are correct? Okay, it's just interesting. Tosos just to point out over there. But anyway, we're going to go weiter and talk about the Korban Mincha, right? The Korban Mincha, as we'll see, the Mishnah will note, was different than most other Korban Minchas. Again, the Korban Mincha usually flour and oil and some Lavona, frankincense, incense. Again, that's obviously very bare bones, but no pun intended. Okay, let's we'll see the difference in a second. The Mishnah will write it out. Maybe is Minchas Abzoch Kfifa Mitzvahs. They would bring the Korban in a Kfifa Mitzvahs, which is like a basket made out of like palm tree leaves. Venos nal yadea kedei liyaga, and they would put on her hands in order to make her tired. Again, we talked about already about a week ago or so, right, that that's why we want to make her tired. And then Gemara will talk about it as well here. Kol manachos tchilasim v'sofon b'chli shares v'zu tchilasim. Okay, now the Gemara is starting. Before I jump into that, right, the Gemara now lists a bunch of differences between this korban mincha and other normal korban minchas. So first of all, kol hamanachos tchilasim v'sofon b'chli shares v'zu tchilasim b'kviv mitzvahs v'sofon b'chli shares. All the other korban minchas might start and end, right? Meaning the entire process is done with a kli shares, with one of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. And immediately the Gemara will ask on that. Okay. And this one, though, right, is started in this basket of palm leaves or whatever, and ends up in the kli shares. Kol menachos, all the other korbanos, mincha, tunos, shemen v'lavona, right? You bring with oil and lavona. V'zu eino tunos shelo shemen v'lavona, and this korban mincha of the sota doesn't bring either. Kol menachos baos minachitin. All other korb minchas are from wheat. Right? Vizu ba minasorim, and this comes from barley. Minchas omer, and the only other korban that comes from barley, alv bishabon minasorim, hi haisa bar geres, geres carmel, the pasuk says, vizu ba kemach. Right? This one comes from geres. Normal, the korban omer comes from geres, and this one comes from kemach. What's the difference? If you look at Rashi, geres is besorim muvchar. Right, choicey barley. Shabo manufa yud gimel nafe. It was sifted 13 times. Right, kain solas chitim, and it was very, very fine and very, very nice barley flour. But this kemach hakom urav kamo shenitchan. Right, this is just ground up barley grains and everything. All the husks and everything is mixed all together. Right, that's not a nice. Obviously, a nice korban mincha at all. I'm Gamliel Omer, Kishem Shem Maaseh Maaseh Behema Kach Korban Maaseh Behema. And again, the parallel here is that if you miss the imagery, is it just like her actions were actions of a behema, of an animal, right? Just sleeping around without any considerations. So too, the korban is Maaseh Behema, is from barley, which is animal food. Tanya Melendin Abraisa. Ava Chanin Omer Mishum Rabbi Elezer. Kedei liyaga, right, in order to make her tired. Why? Kedei shetachzor ba, right? We want her to take it back, right? To go back and say, hey, yeah, I was guilty, and we don't want to actually end up killing again, because the result is if she admits to her guilt. That's a funny thing, right? We don't usually think about, right, trying to get someone to admit their crime. But again, what are the options here? If she maintains that she was tahor, right, and she didn't sin. Right? But she really did. So what's going to happen? She can drink the mesota, and she can get blown up, and she's going to die. If she says that she, you know what, I did it, you're right, I'm guilty. So what happens? She gets divorced. She's also labal, also labal. It's a terrible sin, but we don't kill her with the mesota. So that's obviously more preferable. The Gemara says, "Im kacha chaza Torah al ovrei ritzono." So the Gemara just kind of gives shtickle muster. Right? If you can imagine, this is how much the Torah was concerned about sinners. Right? The sota is not a Not so from, but the Torah is still very careful, right, and very considerate, right, to this person, right. So kavachomer al osir ritzono, right. Certainly, the Kosh Baruch Hu is going to, you know, be so considerate to those who do the mitzvos and take care of, you know, take care of Avodas Hashem. The Gemara says, "Oimai." So how do you know Mishum Dechasahu? How do you know that we're really concerned, right, about trying to save this woman's life? So maybe we're just trying to make sure we don't erase Shem Hashem the Vatala. And forget this woman. Who cares? She's a sinner. What do we care about? Well, maybe we're just trying to avoid ourselves erasing the Shem Shemayim. Right? Again, so you take a Shem Shemayim, erase it in the waters, and she drinks it. Maybe we're just trying to avoid being erasing Shem Shemayim the Vatala. So Gemara says, "Kasavar mashke v'achakach makev is minchasa." Because we're holding that you give her the waters to drink, and only then you bring the korban mincha. So you're ready. So you get ready. You erased it. Right? The imishum megillah ha'imchakalei. Again, it's already you already erased the waters. Right? That's not a concern here. We're here trying to keep her alive. Okay. Kol menachos. Again, we had the difference between all the menachos. We're going to bring a brisa here that contradicts the first thing we said. We said that this korban is brought in this wicker basket, and the rest of them are brought in klisharis. Tchilas and v'sovo klisharis is what the Mishnah said. Urim v'nehu. One second, I'll bring you a stira. Seder menachos kesad. Right, what is the seder menachos? Now, again, this is if Tosefta, as you can imagine, in menachos. So what's the order? How do you normally bring a korban mincha? Adam mevi mincha mitoch beso. A person brings a korban mincha from his house. Bekalso shel kesef v'shel zav. Right, in some sort of basket of gold and silver or whatever, and that's the stira already, right? We're still going to quote the whole brisa and then analyze it, but that's the whole stira, right? Because you said tchilasa v'sova b'klisharis. That seems to imply that you take a klisharis home, you fill it, and you bring it back. Here you're telling me, no, you bring all the ingredients with you in some keli or something, some gold and silver. Okay. V'nosna l'tok klisharis, and you put it in a klisharis. U'mekadshe b'klisharis, and you're mekadshe it. V'nosna l'a shimona. Shamna, ulavonasa, right? You put the oil and the lavona and the incense. Umalicha etzel kohen, you give it to the kohen. The kohen malicha etzel mizbech, the kohen goes to the mizbech. Umagisha bekaren dromes maravis, and he brings it to the southwest corner. We'll talk about that in a second. Keneged chuda shel keren, across to the pointy part of one of the kerens, of the corners of the mizbech, vidayo, and that's enough, and we'll see what that means in a second. Umisalik is a lavona, the tzadechon, on the klisharis, you move the incense on the side. Right, to the Lavona to the side. I just keep on saying incense. Lavona is not technically Ketores, right? Ketores is more incense. Lavona is similar, but we'll just say Lavona for now. Uvekometz, Mimokom Shinishrabe Shamna, and he takes a kamitza, right? That's the three fingers type thing, if you've ever seen pictures of that, where the Kohen takes some of the oil. And the flour, and with the in the place where there's Rabbi Shamna, where there's a lot of oil, and he does the kometz, he takes it with the three fingers. V'nosel tzoch klisharis, and he puts it in klisharis. V'makachol b'klisharis, and again he's makachol in klisharis. V'malaket is a lavono v'nosel al gabav, and he sprinkles some lavono on top of it. V'maleu v'maktiro b'klisharis. Right, and he brings it, and he's makatirid, he brings it as a korban, right, he's makatirid as in the klisharis, umolcho, and he salts it, right, again, pretty, people that kind of don't know that detail, put salt on the korban mincha, v'nosna al-gabe ha'ishem, and he puts it on the fire, and as soon as korav ha'komets, shirah ne'echolin, and as soon as you bring the komets, so then the leftovers, right, the rest of the flour, etc., right, can be eaten by the korban, eaten by the kohen, v'rishayin ha'kohan, and litein l'tocha yayin v'shem l'drash, and he can make, he can put this yummy stuff in it, he doesn't have to worry, v'ein asurin elam l'chametz, and the only problem, right, he has to make sure that the flour, the leftover flour that he's going to eat, is not allowed to become chametz, right? We are familiar with that from Inyan Dioma. But however, the first line in the Braisa seems to contradict our Mishnah, but kalzo shel kesef, kalzo shel zav. That you bring it from your house in these golden baskets, right? So what's the deal? Why are you telling me that all the entire mincha process, right, tchilas v'sofa b'klisharis? So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, eimel b'kelim haruyim l'klisharis. No, it means that the mincha is brought in kelim that could be klisharis if they were given to the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. gold and silver, etc. We call the kfifa mitzvahs lo chazir, and that implies, again, contrasting it to our korban mincha, the sota, that a kfifa mitzvahs is not fit to be used, right, as a klisharis. Come on, who's that like? The lo Rabbi Yehuda. That's against Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Titania is willing to buy a klisharis she'asen shel eitz. What about a klisharis that's made out of wood? Let's say you have some wood, you want to use that as in the base of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda says it's wine. So apparently we see that this wicker basket made from like palm trees and palm branches or whatever, it is fine. Should be fine according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. So Gemara says, no. If you tell me Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, that he would agree that this palm tree type thing basket is no good. Because the aim is Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, but chashuvin. Right, no, that he only says that if you have some chashuv wood, if you have some expensive wood, right, some, I don't know, cedar or whatever is expensive. Maybe not. But whatever. Expensive, nice wood, that can be used. But b'chusin, but this lousy, cheap basket, mi omar, right? He wouldn't say that shita, because less later, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, I krivu no, l'fchasecha, again, he must hold the pasuk, or the pasuk in Malachi, that says you should bring it before your officers, right? You have to bring it with something, bring it to the base, something that just has to look like you bring it to a king, but like an officer, etc. Okay, now we're going to basically go through the brisa. We'll do a little bit today, and we'll go do some more tomorrow. Venosin leklisharis and mekachin leklisharis. Shmas mina klisharis in mekachin elamidas. Right, seems to imply that you have to put in the klisharis in order to make it kadosh, and it seems like you need das, right? That you need to have das, and it's not mekadosh unless you had intention to be mekadosh. It's the Gemara just says, nah, not really. Eman nosin leklisharis lekachin. Right? No, so you can say you put in the klisharis in order to be mekadosh, and you don't necessarily need das. The kachav klisharis, I'm sorry. V'nos na'aleh shemna ulevona. Also, right, you bring shemna ulevona. Shenamar v'itzok aleh shemna v'itzok ulevona. We're just going to quote a couple of psukim here. V'molicha itzok kohen, you bring it to the kohen. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says, v'aviel b'nei Aaron, you bring it to the kohen. V'kohen molicha al mizbeach. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says, v'agisha el tzimizbeach. Bring it to the mizbeach. Megisha b'karen dromas maravis. Can I get the chudosh al karen v'dayo? Minolan. How do you know that you bring it to the southwest? Right, of the Mizbeach. Now, just before we get to this, there's a bit of, if you remember, there's a machlokas, where exactly the Mizbeach was. Again, was it directly opposite, right, the opening in the Heichal, and then the Kodesh, as it were, right, or was it a bit situated above that? So that's what's going to come into play. But basically, if you can imagine, the Heichal was in the western part, right, of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the western wall, right, when we daven at the Kotel Ma'aravi, that was closest to where the Kodesh Kodashim was. Ironically enough, that was in the back of the Beis HaMikdash, but that's where the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim was, the Heichal was. That was in the west. And then the Mizbeach was directly opposite, right, the entrance. The question is whether, as we'll see in a second, whether it was exactly, kind of covering the entrance, and it was perfectly equal, not equidistant, but perfectly, smack in the middle, or was it situated a little bit north of the entrance, and we'll see why that matters. So either way, so Minolan, how do you know that you bring this Korban Mincha, right, to the left, southwest corner? Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, Zos Toras HaMincha, right, this is the deal with the Korban Mincha, HaKrev V'Sah B'nei Aron L'fnei Hashem, El P'nei Mizbeach. Right, so you have two instructions, Lefnei Hashem, right, and Pnei, El Pnei HaMizbeach. Now, El Pnei HaMizbeach is the south, because that's where the ramp. That's the face of the Mizbeach, because again, you walked up, right, can you imagine, if you can imagine the Mizbeach, right, it was big square, right, and then you had a triangular ramp, right, pressed up against it. So the Pnei HaMizbeach is the south, and that's where the ramp was. The ramp was on the south. And Lefnei Hashem, though, is in front of Hashem, that connotes the west, because again, the western part of the Mizbeach, right, it was across from the Kodesh, right, and therefore Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, in front of the Kodesh, Kodeshim, that would be the western side. You have two directions here, and then obviously, as we'll get to in a second, will lead you to do it southwest to be Mekayim, right, both of those psukim, or both of those instructions. So anyways, you have Lefnei Hashem and El Pnei Mizbeach. V'tanya, when they're nearby, so Lefnei Hashem, it says Lefnei Hashem in front of Yechob Amarev. You might have thought it should be in the west, on the western side of the Mizbeach. Tamalom El Pnei Mizbeach. Right, so therefore it says El Pnei Mizbeach. I.e. El Pnei Mizbeach Yechob B'Dorom. That seems to imply you should do it in the south. Tamalom Lefnei Hashem. So therefore it says Lefnei Hashem. So Akin said, how do you do it? So as you can imagine, Magishim Bekeren Dromis Maravis. Right, you put it in the southwest corner. Keneged Chudash Al Keren V'Dayo. And right, just across in the southwest corner, and that's enough. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lazar says, Yachol Yagishena b'marava shal keren, ola droma shal keren. You could have done it on either one, either on the western of the part of the corner or the southern part of the corner. Amarta kol makom shata motzi shtei mikraos, echad mekayim atzmo mekayim divre chaveiro. Okay, one second. So Amarta, so we said this, Right? Meaning you might have thought, meaning that the Havamina was, you might have thought you should put it on the southern part near the corner or the western part near the corner. So therefore, Amarta, therefore we say that Kol Makom Shatamotzei Shnei Mekoros. Anytime you have two psukim, like we said, right? Not really two psukim, but two instructions. Right? Lifnei Hashem and El Pnei HaMizbeach. One that implies west and one that implies south. Echa Mekayim Atzmo Mekayim Devar Chavero Ve'echa Mekayim Atzmo Vatal Devar Chavero. Right? One option you can do both. One option you can do one or the other. Right? Manich, obviously, Manich and Esh Mekayim Atzmo Mevatal Chavero Ve'tos and Esh Mekayim Atzmo Mekayim Chavero. Obviously, we're going to choose the one that you can do both. Right? And therefore, Kishdata Omer Lefnei Hashem B'marov. By the way, when you say that Lefnei Hashem is in the west, Bitlasa El Pnei Mizbeach B'darom. You've therefore gotten rid of, right, the southern option. But if you tell me that you put on the bottom of the mizbeach, right, that's in the south. Kiyamta lefnei Hashem b'marav. That you can be mekayim the west. How does that work? Haketzad magisha the jeroma shel keren. Right, you can put it on the southern part of the corner. I, the Gemara says, how does that work? Where do you have the Mizbeach that you can put it on the south of the corner of the southwest, the southern part of the southwest corner, right? And be Mekayim, both of Nei Hashem and El Pnei Mizbeach. It can be Mekayim, both south and west, as opposed to putting it Mamish on the corner. How can you put it on the southern part of the Mizbeach and be Mekayim, both of them? Because of Maravashi, because of Haitana, because again, we're holding that Kulim Mizbeach, but Tzafon. Koi, right? That the entire Mizbeach was in the north, meaning that the entire square in Mizbeach was in the north, and the bottom of the Mizbeach was situated in the middle, right, of the exit to the Heichal. So if you put something on the south, that was also the Lefnei Hashem, because it was also directly parallel to the exit from the Heichal and the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh. I mean, the Heichal is both of those together, but it was directly across, as opposed to the other opinion that says the Mizbeach was a little bit further down, and therefore if you put it on the southern part of the Mizbeach, you would miss the opening right into the Heichal. So here this opinion is holding that the Mizbeach was a little bit farther north, so that the bottom of it, the southern part of the Mizbeach, that was across from the entrance to the Heichal. Okay, fine. My Vidayo, what does it mean that it's enough to just put it there in the corner? It's enough. Amar Ravashi, itzrich. You need to tell me that's all you do. Because al daita chamina, you might have thought to say, tibay hagashas mincha. You might have thought, mincha gufa. You might have thought that you actually have to put the actual gufa, the actual korban mincha itself. Kamash malan, therefore teaches me that no, all you need to do is use the klisharis. Maybe you should. Maybe in a chanami that you should bring the actual mincha right onto the mizbeach. So Amar Krux, pasuk says, "V'kruvah el kohen v'gishar la mizbeach." Ma akrav etzal kohen b'kli af hagasha etzal mizbeach b'kli. Just like you're bringing it to the kohen in the kli shares, so too you are bringing it to the mizbeach with the kli shares. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go by to the Halel Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.